All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, November 1st of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have Game 7 of the World Series. I am super, super excited. It's going to be a good game. It's been an awesome series, and go Dodgers. But aside from that, we have some college football. We have NFL this weekend. We have NBA. We have NHL. Host of sports going on all weekend long. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. And we will jump into questions. So first question of the day, first and only question, then we'll probably jump into the slate demo. Please explain why in lineups ROI can be much different before the contest starts versus when I look at the contest flashback. Very good question here. So the important thing to understand is that there are some differences in how the pre-contest sim works versus the post-contest sim. Okay, so let's take NFL for example, right? We got an NFL slate tomorrow. I come in here, and when we build your lineups, right, we take your lineups in the pre-contest sim. We put them into a contest behind the scenes with our field lineups. Okay, these field lineups are basically sets of lineups that we think the field is going to play, or we think represent close to what we think the field is going to play. Okay, there are these different options here, the flagship MME, the high stakes, the low stakes, right? It's all, we did a lot of contest back testing to figure out how different contests of different sizes, stakes, entries, limits, basically how they're different, and we've modeled our fields based on that back testing. So we have, I think, 9 or 10 different options here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 different options here of how we expect the field to play across varying contests. You can actually see these. If you click this pop out, it will basically put these into a build for you. And then this gives you the ability to say, okay, you know, what do the stacks look like? What are the lineup combinations? Like all this type of stuff, right? Now, what's important here, okay, there are 10,000 lineups here, okay? As you can imagine, there are a lot of contests over 10,000 entries. So what we do is we take this payout structure and we apply it to this 10,000 person, 10,000 and however many entries you have, right? We take the 10,000, say you have one lineup, we take 10,001 and we play that out, right? So that's a big difference, right? Is basically the size of the contest matters a lot. So that can create some differences in the ROIs that you see. The other thing that can create differences in the ROIs is the actual lineups that are played. Right, the post-contest sim is taking like, hey, these are literally all the lineups that were played in the contest, and we are going to use those exact lineups. We're not going to use what we project or what we think, right? So there are different. There are going to be differences in what was actually played and what we thought was going to be played, right? Those are a couple things there. Now, while we're on the topic, somebody might have a question like, hey, Andrew, what do you guys do when there are less than 10,000 entries? Good question. We randomly select, say, 300, right? This contest has 300 entries. Every time we run it, we randomly pick 300 of the 10,000 lineups. and then sim against those. And then for sim two, we pick a new 300, a new 300, a new 300. Lineups can obviously get reused, but it's random every time. So that's actually really good in the sense that, you know, we know that ownership varies, right? Ownership is on like a little bit of a spectrum. It's going to be a little higher, a little lower. It's not always going to be perfect, right? Well, when you're taking 300 of 10,000, you're technically getting different ownerships kind of every run. So that kind of helps to smooth out the results and be like, well, the ownership's a little bit higher, ownership's a little bit lower across 100,000 sims, kind of all gets smoothed out as far as making your ROIs more reliable, right? So those are like the big differences between the post and pre-contest sim. That is why you see differences in the values. And the other thing to keep in mind, it just popped in my head, is that the post-contest sim uses solely Saber Sim projections, okay? We are running it based on our projections and our inputs, right? When you either upload custom projections, make manual adjustments to projections, right, via this My Projection column with the red and green boxes, that does get taken into account in the pre-contest sim. So when you boost McCaffrey 2 points, right? Let's say that if you are using the Saber Sim baseline projections, maybe you come in eighth place in one of the sims, right? Well, with your 2 point manual adjustment, you might go from eighth to fifth, right? That's going to give you a higher payout, increase the lineup's ROI with McCaffrey in it. In the post-contest sim, we are only using the Saber Sim projection and we are not accounting for any custom adjustments. So that is another difference between the two. But let me know if there's any more questions on that. Definitely some differences and good to clarify those from time to time. All right, next question. Can you explain the winner circle and the DK profile pick a little bit? Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. So we run a promotion. Call it the winner circle. Pull it up here. And it is a promotion where if you use our Saber Sim logo and win, along with a couple other things, you can win free prizes. And these are items that we do not sell or anything like that. So this is the winner circle. I will drop the link to it here. Basically a library of wins from our customers. You can see the different wins. We've had, scroll up, 15 times a user has won $1 million, 50 plus times somebody's won over 100,000, 200 plus times over 10,000, and 1,000 plus times over 1,000, right? You can see these in these different sections. You know, you want to jump down to 10,000 or 1,000, whatever it is. You want to see the million lineups, right? I know Squid has a couple. You want to see the 100,000 lineups, right? It's kind of navigate on the page here. Your boy's right here. Glad I still have a spot here. And then just aside from just like, you know, seeing what other users have done and stuff, the rules, right? This is the most important part. Really pretty easy. Have an active Saber Sim account. Set your avatar to the Saber Sim logo. That's like when you're scrolling, you know, on DK, you see people with different logos. The Saber Sim logo, people are participating in this promotion. You can download your logo by clicking on this Get Your Avatar button. And then after you win, which is the there are like some additional notes and stuff here, frequently asked questions and stuff. Finish top five in a DFS contest for at least $1,000. Now, this means that like this is your take home, right? Some people will be like, hey, I chopped a millie in a showdown with 200 people. It's like, well, whatever your take home is, that is the number that is being considered here. And then when you win, you know, you get that top five prize for at least $1,000. You tweet a screenshot to us on X and you just say at SaberSim and you include the screenshot. Our social media team will reach out to you. They usually work Monday through Friday. So if you tweet on the weekend, we will get back to you on Monday. And that's about it. So if you have questions, let me know. I think this should cover most of it if you guys have questions here, but it's fun. You can win different swag and prizes, and it is not things that we sell, right? So like if you go to down to 1,000, you can see that you get 1 free month of Saber Sim, a swag box usually includes like water bottle, koozies, stickers, maybe a notebook, and then a t-shirt. 10,000 prize tier, again, 1 month, swag box, t-shirt, add a hoodie, add a hat. It'd be like something like this, right? It's like a hoodie that we have. And then I have like a hat back there. I'm wearing another Saber Sim hat that you'd get. I've gotten a couple hats over the years. And then 100,000 tier is everything in the 10,000 plus a backpack. Backpacks are super cool. And then obviously at the $1 million tier, you get free Saber Sim Ultimate for life, a Rolex, and then everything else that came before. So I have personally hand-delivered a Rolex to one Millie Maker winner, and it was a good experience. So that was a super fun time. Got to do a little bit of traveling and deliver a Rolex to a Saber Sim user. So that was super cool. But yeah, winner circle, awesome stuff. All right, jumping back to Discord here. Let me make sure we're all cut up. We are, great. Okay, so why don't we do a little bit of a build demo? So we already got this NFL slate queued up. I am going to just get us a entry file here to work with quickly. And then we can roll from there. So put something in for Sunday real quick. And let's say we're going to play the play action because we said that was a good contest, right? So step one, right, using Saber Sim, usually we recommend reserving your entries on the site/slate that you're going to play, right? Then you go to that corresponding slate in Saber Sim. So it's the NFL main slate for tomorrow. Big thing, make sure you're signed into the fantasy site you're playing on the same browser. So here I'm signed into DraftKings on my Chrome browser, right? And I'm using Saber Sim on Chrome. When I do that, I can use this upload entry file button. I can use this green hyperlink that says download template file from DraftKings. Saber Sim is automatically going to go and get your entry file for the date sport slate you are on. And then you just drag and drop it in. This is your way of telling Saber Sim, hey, these are the contests I'm playing. These are how many entries I have, right? Here I just entered one lineup just so we can demo this. But it is, you know, better, in my opinion, to use a hyperlink. That way Saber Sim can just go and get the file. That way you don't have to. So now that I've got that file loaded up, I go over to the lineup section. We recommend, and if this is off, it'll look like this, starring this one group per contest template. These are the default templates. This is one I made for another user. They wanted to know how to sort all their contests by ROI. This is just from a past office hours. These are the three defaults that you'll see. We recommend starring this one group per contest. It's like the most basic one. The reason we recommend starring it is because when I load up my entry file, it will automatically create my groups for me. I don't have to do anything special. So this is the template I'm going to use. And now I am ready to build lineups. So we're just going to build 500 lineups on DraftKings. I'm not making any adjustments other than the two minimum required adjustments. It's the only thing I want to do here. And we are just waiting for these lineups to run, which they are almost done doing. All right. So I only had one entry. I'm going to change it here to 20. I was just doing that for the demo. So let's say I'm playing 20 lineups. All right, so my sim auto ran because I have this auto run contest sim on. I have the auto run diversifier off. It's totally preference whether you want it on or off. I usually like it off for the show because usually I'm like changing stuff and demoing filters and this and that. And basically after every change, it would just kick the diversifier to run and run and run and run. And I didn't need that. So if you're making a lot of changes, I think it makes sense to have it off. If you're not making a lot of changes, I think it makes sense to have it on. So just different use cases for different scenarios. But here I had it off. I ran it. I got my lineups check. I like to come in and sort by exposure. And now it's really just about analyzing these lineups and making sure they are the ones that I want, right? So I come in here. Big things I'm looking at, leverage positive, which is like high to low. These are players that you have more than the field of. And then negative leverage, which are players that you are taking a stand against, right? So we're kind of fading the Rams here. Puka and Kyren Williams, low on them. And then we are heavy on McCaffrey, Kelce, Jackson Dart, Parker Washington. I'm like really surprised to see some of these Jaguars up here. But looks like we like the Jaguars. A little bit of the Patriots. A little bit of Buffalo maybe. But I'm just looking at teams that are popping up more than once. So now it's about dialing this in, right? Do I like this? Do I not? The great thing is that if you don't like this, well, you can change it. You know, you can set a max exposure to McCaffrey, maybe 50%, right? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to tap into that pool of 515 lineups, and then we're going to go and find a new set of 20 where this does meet your exposure of 50% that you've set to him, and while also still giving you strong lineups, right? So we're doing that inversely. You can do it on the opposite side. Maybe I don't want to be so low on... I think the McCaffrey adjustment moved Puka. But maybe I don't want to be so low on Trevor Lawrence, right? If I'm playing a lot of these Jaguar receivers, I saw Brian Thomas, Parker Washington. I want to make sure I have their quarterback too. You know, that makes sense. Okay, I set a 10% minimum. I apply it. I have to re-diversify. Okay, great. So I come back to my exposures. Maybe I go check out my quarterbacks. And now Trevor Lawrence is in 10%, right? So all of this is just kind of feel, kind of dialing things in. And then once you're happy with this, great, I can save it. And then once I click save, which I don't know if this would work, right? Because I only have one entry. Okay, one entry, cool. I can download it, top left corner. And then I can take that file and upload it to DraftKings. So one other thing here to note is that if you right click on this download, there is a toggle, open DFS site on download. This will take you exactly to the page that you need to go to upload the file, because DraftKings has two pages. They have an upload lineups page and an upload entries page, or technically edit entries page. It's upload lineups or edit entries. It can be pretty confusing if you've never done this before. Because you're like, oh, I want to upload my lineups. That makes sense. But that's actually not what you want to do. You want to edit your entries. So we try to make that a little bit easier by taking you directly to the page that you need to be on, so there's no errors. But if you don't like it popping open DraftKings every time, you can just right-click on this button and turn this toggle off. So those are your options there. All right. Looks like we are caught up with questions here in both the YouTube chat and the Discord, and we knocked out a slate demo. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.